Welcome to The Buff Show, a show brought to you by Mountain Buff Real Estate. We are dedicated to chasing down the buffs of the world and bringing their expertise right to you.
All right. Welcome to The Buff Show. I'm here with Zach Haslam from Haslam Excavating. We're going to talk about septic systems, kind of a brief overview, and what we want and what you should do when buying some land. So, Zach, introduce yourself. Don't be weird. We're on camera.
Zach Haslam, work for Haslam Excavating.
I already said that, but whatever.
Yeah, well.
So.
do lots of different stuff. Big on septic.
They do anything from full excavation of new homes to waterline repairs to, I mean, just about everything.
We do a lot of pretty much residential is where we're at.
Okay. Let's talk about what, can you just break down what a septic system is?
A septic system is the system that is used to dispose of residential wastewater.
Okay. So if you don't have a sewer, you're most likely going to have to put in a septic system. If you don't have a public utility sewer.
Correct. If you don't have a sewer, that's your only option, is to put in some kind of septic system.
So it's like a personal sewer for your single home, or a bigger one, but mostly for just your single home.
Correct. Everything contained on your property.
So I'm a buyer. I want to buy a lot. I'm still wet behind the ears. I have no clue what's going on. I know that there's no public sewer going to my property. I call you. What is my first step in putting in it, or finding out what kind of septic I need?
The first thing you're going to have to do is figure out what kind of water source you have. If you're going to have a well, or if you've got a water utility through a meter.
Okay. Why does that matter?
If you're on a water utility, it makes everything a lot easier. If you're reduced to a well, that is going to dictate a lot of the area used for your drain field or your septic system.
Okay.
It creates setbacks. You've got to be 100 feet away from the well, so you're not contaminating your water source.
Okay, because you're pulling the water out of the ground. You don't want your wastewater leaching down into it.
Yep.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, I have a well or sewer. We've figured that out. Now what's my next step? Because that's easy. You either have to drill the well or verify I'm connected to water. After that, what do we do?
So after that, you're going to set up a site soil test pit. Depending on what county you're in, either the county does it or you have a contractor come test the dirt, figure out the layers, and then they'll break down the characteristics. And either they can use that to determine what kind of drain field, but most of the time it will lead to a perk test. And that site soil is going to tell you what elevation to do the test.
Okay. So the site soils, what is it? What are we testing with it? What is the perk test, or when you do the site soils?
The site soil, you're just looking at soil characteristics. All of your soil is laid down in horizons. You need to see what kind of horizons are there, if they're going to take water, if there's lots of gravel in it, they're going to take better, hard clay. You're just determining what kind of soil you'll have for water absorption. That's where the perk test comes in.
Okay.
Is you're going to test the actual soil to see how quickly it disperses the water.
Okay. So, and once you have all that, the county or whatever municipality you're in, you've done your site soil evaluation. We've done a perk test. Now we know what do those tell us, or what do we need after that?
So after you submitted all that to the health department, they'll come back with what's called a letter of feasibility.
Okay.
And it is going to tell you, based on the site soils and the perk test, it's going to tell you what kind of system, how deep the system can be, and it's going to give you an application rate, which creates how much it's going to create the linear length of feet you need for a drain field.
Okay, so we do all these tests. We send it into the health department, right?
Correct.
And then they don't design our system for us, but they tell us how big, what capacities we need according to our size of our house and our soils and how that takes water.
Correct.
In a layman's term.
Well, yeah, so it's going to give you that percolation rate and the application rate, and that's going to give you how many gallons per square foot can take. But the size is going to be determined based on how big your home is.
Okay.
And
it's like square feet or?
No. So a lot of people think it's based on how many bathrooms you have. It doesn't matter. You can have 10 bathrooms. It's based on bedrooms.
Okay.
How many people could possibly be occupying the home. And then based on that, you've got your calculations with the application rate that give you the size of your drain field.
Okay, so a lot of the factors are playing into all of this.
Well, your perk test and your your site soils are going to affect everything.
And those two tests there are going to tell us or get us that letter of feasibility, which is going to tell us what kind of system we need.
It's gonna, yes, it is going to tell you what kind it is.
So do I, would I want to do that before or after I purchase and close on a lot?
You want to get it done before. I mean, you can do it after, but then you're running the risk of, because like we talked about, depending on what kind of system you required,
okay,
they're very different in, different in price.
Okay, so what like types of systems you're talking about?
So you've got a conventional, it's bone stock, you got a tank drain filled, nothing. You kind of bury it and think about it every 3 to 5 years when you need it pumped, and it's self-sustained, it does its own thing.
Okay.
If you get into an alternative, they are very complicated. You've got pumps and floats and alarms. You've got filters you got to check. Some of them even got ultraviolet lights that you've got to change.
Okay.
It's very technical once you break into the alternative category.
And based off that letter of feasibility, they'll tell you if you need an alternative or a conventional, right?
Correct. They will tell you
basically. Okay. And then the alternatives, it could be all of those things you just described or maybe parts of those things. It just depends on.
Once it crosses the threshold of alternative, there's different types, but they're all going to be the same as far as, you know, the electronics. They're all, almost every single one's going to have some type of a pump.
Okay.
And then they also, with the alternatives, you have to have inspections.
Okay.
The health department requires them at least once, depending on what kind you have, you can get it up to twice a year.
Okay. And anybody, I can just open up the box and look at that
No. You have to hire somebody that you got to have level 3 certification through the state.
Okay.
And the health department will have a list of people you can contact to get that done.
Are you on that list? Are
we
you
are
guys
on that list?
Okay, so you guys do, you guys put them in, you help design them as well as monitor them or what, inspect them.
And there's very few company, there's some, but there's very few that do all of it.
Okay.
There's people out there, they just want to design. There's people out there that just do the install. And after they install, they don't want to touch it again. But there's a few of us out there that we do everything from start to finish.
Well, and that's nice because if you do it start to finish, if I'm calling you back to inspect it and something fails, like you guys are intimate with it because you designed it, you put it in,
right,
and now you're maintaining slash inspecting it to find what could or could go wrong.
Correct.
So you definitely want to at least get the first couple tests done before you close on a lot because that could vastly change. You know, it could be from the lower end or to the higher end, right?
Yeah.
If cost.
If it was me, I'd want it done before I closed on a lot.
You were saying earlier when we were kind of talking about this that you've heard of people asking the sellers and putting it part of their contracts. Hey, you know, we'll buy the slot, you know, contingent on a good, you know, perk test or a good letter of feasibility.
Yeah. I mean, it comes back to what you mentioned. It, depending on how those tests go, you can be anywhere from $12,000 to $50,000, and that could make or break your deal. I mean, if you weren't planning on an extra $30,000 on a septic system, maybe now you can't make the numbers work.
Right, for sure. Well, and here's another thing. We're talking as buyers, we want to look at this stuff, but I'm thinking if I'm selling lots and they have to have septics on it, I would probably want to make sure and get letter of feasibilities on. Can you do that? Can I, as a seller, get a letter of feasibility on all the lots pre-hand?
Yeah, and when you get into a development that's got multiple lots, generally they've already had that done as part of the development requirements.
Okay, in order to even split them off.
Correct, to classify it as a lot, but that's not always the case.
Okay.
But if you want to get it done first, go for it.
So is there ever a time where you just, the ground's not good enough or something like that, where you can't do a perk test?
Occasionally we'll run into them, but they're rare. With all of the alternative systems, you can almost always,
everybody,
get some kind of system in there. But that comes back to it might be a really expensive system, really complicated.
Everything can be done for money to a point.
To a point, yes. Yep.
Okay. What about, is it more so you talked about if someone has a well, is that same kind of thing? If you have your certain setbacks, you have to be 100 feet away. What different systems? Can you get closer to a well?
You can. So on the alternatives, you can actually break the setback distance. So on a regular well, on a conventional, it's 100 feet. And that's not just your well. That's open ditches. Any kind of waterway is 100 feet. But if you can get into the convention or to the alternative, it'll cut it in half. And sometimes that will make or break whether you can even build on the lot at all.
Right, yeah, because if the geometry doesn't work where your house sits, where your well sits, where your septic sits.
Right. And people don't think about that when they start looking at a lot. I mean, where your house is going to go based on your well, you've got all these things playing against each other. We could consume every bit of your yard after you're done, and now you can't. There's no outbuildings. We've eliminated all of your future plans based on the requirements for your septic system.
So for sure, this is a due diligence. You want to, I mean, septic could make or break, not even in price, but just in the usable areas.
Correct. A part of the septic permit is you have to show on your plans you have room for another drain fill.
In case the first one fails or what?
Correct, yeah. So if your first one goes back, you've got to show you have usable area for another one, and you can't build anything on that area either.
So yeah, so well, like mine, my house sits on one side of my property, and we had to pump it up the hill and then take it clear out to my pasture, like a couple hundred feet away.
Right, it was the only usable area.
And it was the only usable area. So I would say for sure it's a serious due diligence item if you don't have a public sewer. So, well, if you guys are looking at land and you do need some due diligence done, Haslam Excavating is great at obviously all of this. Or if you're existing and you need something fixed, repaired, anything like that, you guys are the people to call, it sounds like.
Yep, we're pretty quick on getting on sewer problems and septic problems. Nobody wants anything backed up in their house.
Yeah, you don't want poop in your yard.
No.
Right? So, okay. Well, I appreciate you being here. Thanks. That's super helpful. I still call Zach all the time. And when I have clients looking at septics and super knowledgeable, give them a call.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.